classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society, an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing to use government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The social movement not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to cut the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeinvestment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2014. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, as usual. And as usual, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, hand hovering over the telephone, waiting for you to call on in and share your insights and questions on the air. And a couple of program notes. Ben Swan will be our guest next Wednesday. Dr. Gregory Smith will be our guest on Thursday. We are trying to get Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers from 9/11 Truth for next Tuesday, but haven't quite got a confirm on that yet. A lot of cool people getting ready to come on the show here. And, of course, every Friday is the lovely Lady Claire. Now, pardon me. I want to start off with yet another scam alert. Apparently, this one is targeting smartphones, where you will get these messages coming in saying that your smartphone has been infected with a virus, which is certainly a real threat these days. But if you click the link, it downloads more malware to your smartphone. So not content with your desktop computers and your laptops, they're coming after the tablets and the smartphones now. And the NSA can't do a thing about it. They're absolutely, completely impotent to do anything about real-world crime and terror. They're just out there having a grand old party, spending billions of your tax dollars and just building these really cool facilities for them to sit in and surf internet porn and play World of Warcraft and then trying to justify it all on the grounds of national security. Yes, we're studying online porn because we know that terrorists are looking at porn, which, if you know anything at all about Islam, it's a mortal sin to look at a naked woman, not your wife. So that's how we're going to keep the airliners safe, naked stewardesses. And then the Muslims will stay off the airplane, and we'll all be safe. And no, I am not subscribing to the theory that the Muslims are the terrorists. It was just an attempt at humor. Now then, speaking of humor or lack thereof, I'm still getting all these emails from the carbon Nazis saying, no, you just don't understand. Global warming creates cold weather. Or just outright saying, oh, you're too stupid to understand. All these scientists have signed on, and they're still out there pushing it. But we're seeing articles in the media today. Voice of America News is out there saying record cold sweeps U.S. People in the United States are dealing with cold weather not seen in 20 years, going back before the start of this whole global warming hysteria. National Weather Service is calling the current cold snap dangerously cold, posting wind chill warnings from North Dakota to New York and as far as Alabama in the deep south. Over at USA Today, they actually posted a list of all the low temperature records set Tuesday, something like 40 of them across the country set all-time low temperature records for this day. And still the carbon Nazis are out there screaming, global warming, global warming. And 23 years ago, the New York Times announced that cold winters were over. From now on, they'll be getting warmer and warmer. And, of course, back in 2000, had the Guardian out there saying snow was now a thing of the past. Wrong! All right. Now, I want to talk real quick about all of these terror warnings regarding the Sochi Olympics, and they're really fanning, they're wagging the terrorist at us as hard as they can. And the focus is all on Sochi, even though we have the Super Bowl coming up as well, which is a grand little target. Now, as you probably heard earlier in the week, the Olympic athletes were getting these threatening messages and calls saying that the evil Muslims were coming to get them, blah, 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 blah. And experts in Hungary, and I stress experts in Hungary, not the National Security Agency, were able to track those emails back to a source in, wait for it, Israel. And as soon as it came out that these threatening messages were coming out of Israel, the American corporate media said, oh, well, it was just a harmless prank. It was a hoax. There's really no, it was harmless. Pay no attention to this thing. Now, if those Hungarian experts had tracked those emails back to an Arab country, how do you think the American corporate media would be handling it? It'd be banner headlines, evil Muslim. It's proven the evil Muslims are coming for our Olympic athletes. But it went to Israel and they're saying, it's a harmless hoax. It's a prank. There's nothing to see here, people. The bias is there. Now, we're getting indications and seeing some articles that AIPAC's full court press to get the Senate to come up with a veto-proof majority to vote through new sanctions on Iran to destroy the P5+1 deal has pretty much cratered. They got a majority. And they got a filibuster-proof majority, but they couldn't quite get those last few senators because they know that if the Senate passes a bill to impose new sanctions on Iran, Obama's going to veto it because Obama understands this war agenda cannot go any further without ultimately destroying the United States of America. But those senators, all they see is those AIPAC checks coming in for November, and they're still out there doing it. But it's looking like AIPAC's full court press on this issue seems to have failed, and they're talking about pulling back and reevaluating, which means coming up with a new scheme, to wreck this whole situation. And it's kind of interesting. The White House issued a statement that, Iran is not in compliance with the P5+1 deal because they haven't actually dismantled anything. And Iran came back and said, please read the P5+1 deal because dismantling is not in there. The deal was that Iran would suspend high purity uranium enrichment in exchange for reduction of sanctions. And Iran has suspended their enrichment. The IAEA is in there confirming it. Europe has already started to reduce the sanctions. It's only the United States, flogged by AIPAC and Israel, still saying, find a way to wreck this. Now, an interesting little story came out of Redress Online reporting that the White House is now reportedly losing patience with Israel's stooges in Congress. Join the club, Mr. Obama, because so are the American people. We're fed up with this Capitol building that's a one-stop shopping center for a foreign government to get whatever they want from the American taxpayer. And so resistance to this Israel-first attitude is rapidly growing, and I think at the rate that it's growing, by the time the November elections are here, friend of Israel is going to be an election loser. Because I think all of America is coming to understand that right now, at this critical time in our history, America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And foreign entanglements with other governments are going to have to come way, 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 way down on the list. We have got to take care of our home and our people first. And then when everything is running perfectly in the United States of America and we have a healthy economy, if we deign out of our own generosity to render assistance to a foreign government, that will be fine. But a Congress that is showering America's tax wealth all over Israel at a time when Americans are sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters is not a government of the people, by the people, or for the people. It is a government in service to a foreign entity. Now, over in Syria, Assad, as you know, is standing for new presidential elections. Looks like he's probably going to win. He's very, very popular with his people. And they're getting ready to have their elections, and they're inviting international observers to come in and watch the new Syrian elections to make sure they're above board and nobody can say, oh, Assad's being a crook. And my response to that is, you know, we need international observers for our elections. Because our elections are just absolutely crooked. I mean, everybody's still responding to that documentary about Mitt Romney in which Mitt himself implies they stole the nomination from Ron Paul. The fraud is so rampant in our election system, they're even talking about it. And I still remember back last year, 2 years ago, with the Democratic National Convention, where the Democratic leadership wanted to add Israel to the platform, and their own elected delegates from the party voted it down. And the leadership said, it looks like it passed, and ran it through, alienating their own. This slavery to Israel has gone on long enough. We need a free and independent United States of America. We kicked out the British. Now it's time to kick out the Israelis. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
What's really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero. Maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Mike Sincero. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero. Really at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Syria right now, and we're getting a very interesting article out of Voice of Russia, where the U.S. is still toying with the idea of bombing Syria. Now, this whole Geneva II conference was an absolute farce. The U.S. went in there saying, we will only accept Assad's leaving and the installation of our newly created transitional government. And, of course, Assad is not going to do that. He extended the olive branch to the opposition groups and said, we'll talk with you and form a new government together if that's what you want. And the U.S. said, no, you leave, and our new people come in. So it was doomed to fail, and it fell apart before Kerry could even get up there and do his grandstanding. And apparently Kerry, in comments to the TASS news agency, is out there saying, well, we're just going to go ahead and bomb Syria anyway. And they're probably going to claim it's because Assad did not negotiate in good faith at Geneva too. So they're just, I guess they've given up trying to lie you into supporting war with Syria. First of all, with this nonsense about Assad gassing his own people and this report on Assad torture, which has already been completely discredited. Qatar, who is a U.S. ally and funding some of the hired mercenaries inside Syria, hired a British law firm to write the report from a single anonymous unknown source code named Caesar, who has absolutely no provenance for anything that he claimed. It's a bunch of pictures of dead and injured people, and nobody knows where they came from or when they were taken. And they wrote up this report, and they released it just before Geneva II to demonize Syria. Assad must go. It's going to be a huge embarrassment for the United States if Assad does win his re-election, because it's going to pull the rug out from any kind of a claim that Assad is oppressing his people. They're going to have international observers there to make sure the elections are honest. Wish we had those here in this country. And now, based on what Kerry is telling ITAS news agency, the U.S. might just go ahead and invade anyway. To heck with it. We don't care if we're wrong or right. We're just going to do it because we can. Why are we bombing Syria? Because it's there. Now, video footage coming out of Syria right now is showing that more of the former rebels are defecting from the Free Syria Army, and they've accepted Bashar al-Assad's offer of amnesty. You know, come back, join with us, help us get Syria back under control from the hired mercenaries, and all will be forgiven. And it's working. And that's why the U.S. is in such a rush to somehow get the excuse to go in there with a direct military intervention, because after 3 years, this covert attempt at an overthrow has failed. Absolutely failed. Now, speaking of covert attempts at overthrow, over in Kiev, over in the Ukraine, in Kiev, there is a huge crowd of protesters surrounding the American embassy saying, Yankee, go home, stop messing with our country. Now, these protesters are not the agent provocateurs that are out there screaming that the Ukrainian government has to go or has to change its mind about joining the European Union. These are the other people, the Ukrainians, who understand that this entire so-called protest was created out of thin air when the government of the Ukraine changed its mind about joining the European Union and shackling the Ukrainian people to that debt slavery of the European Central Bank. Now it's come out that U.S. aid has been supporting these agent provocateurs. Now, remember, Russia kicked U.S. aid out of Russia over the exposure that U.S. aid was putting money into groups intending to destabilize Russia itself. And this is the way the U.S. government operates. They'll send in covert operatives disguised as charities and non-governmental organizations, and they will whip up the disaffected. Tell them, go out and do something newsworthy, you know, smash a window, turn over trash cans, you know, protest, get some signs and everything. And then they say, oh, the government is oppressing its people. We must go in and conquer the nation for humanitarian reasons. And there's nothing humanitarian about a war. It's absolute double speak or new speak or double think. It's a humanitarian war. No, it isn't. You're in there killing people. You don't make people free by pointing guns at them. Meanwhile, another story coming out of antiwar.com. In South Korea, U.S. special ops soldiers are training to help overthrow the North Korean regime. So they're already setting up these teams in South Korea to sneak into North Korea and try and destabilize that government, because they want to get a war going in there as a portal to the war with China. Because that's right now the big prize in the Pacific is a declared state of war between the United States and China. Even if it's not actually being fought, Because the goal is, with a declared state of war, all of the U.S. allies in the world will have to stop using the yuan and the renminbi and shackle their economies back to the U.S. dollar. And they don't really want to do that. That's why we're in this mess. Countries are moving away from the dollar. They're going to solid, reliable currencies that have something to back them up, like the yuan and now the ruble. Meanwhile, Japan, and I'm going to suspect they were goaded to do this by the U.S. government, made an announcement saying that the world must stand up to China or face drastic consequences. That if the world doesn't stand up to China, there'll be a regional conflict with catastrophic economic consequences. I have a note for Japan, not to put too fine a point on it, but the last time you started a war that included China, you lost. And it ended with those mushroom clouds over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And China's nuclear weapons are actually a lot closer to you in Japan than America's nuclear weapons were. But again, this is all about the U.S. trying to kick up a kerfuffle with China in order to stiff them on all that debt and to remove the threat of the yuan against the dollar, because the yuan is backed up by an economy with very strong manufacturing, very good agriculture. You can accept the yuan in trade, send it back to China, and you will get quality manufactured goods and healthy agricultural produce. The United States has lost its manufacturing. The few exports we still have, they're as crappy as our military weapons are turning out to be. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. The only thing propping up the U.S. dollar is the threat of U.S. military force if you don't go on using it. China responded to Japan's continuing belligerence with a nuclear missile drill, which is seen as sending a message. Not to come in and get into a war that they might not win. Remember, we heard Putin the other day reminding the world that Russia still has their nuclear triad for defense and the launch of their latest Yasin-class fast attack submarine, which is nuclear cruise missile capable, and China is now building their second modern aircraft carrier. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is going for broke over in Afghanistan. Remember that long ago promise about how after, well, actually Obama said the first thing he was going to do when he was elected president was end the wars and bring our kids home. That didn't happen. Then they said, well, we can bring them home after 2014. And now, of course, that promise is going away. The Pentagon has put forward a plan for 10,000 U.S. troops to be permanently stationed in Afghanistan to make sure that oil is sold only for U.S. dollars and to make sure that that opium flows from Afghanistan to America's streets without any impediment whatsoever. And the Pentagon's attitude is, let us send in 10,000 or we don't want to be involved at all. It's an all or nothing deal. Yesterday we were talking about how John McCain is trying to promote a War Powers Act of 2014, which would give the president the power to declare war at will. Now this, of course, is a blatant violation of the Constitution, which says only Congress can declare war. But apparently John McCain doesn't care about the Constitution anymore. It seems to be an epidemic sweeping the halls of power in Washington, D.C. Oh, that Constitution. We'd be so much better off without it. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before the break, we were talking about how Senator John McCain, who never met a war he didn't like, has been pushing the United States Senate to consider his new resolution, the War Powers Act of 2014, which would give the president the power and authority to declare war. All on his own. I am the president. We're at war with Great Britain. Now, that is not the way this nation was set up. The Constitution explicitly says only the Congress has the authority to declare war. And the only way to change that is with a constitutional amendment passed by both houses, signed by the president, and then ratified by 3/4 of the states. McCain is clearly off the constitutional reservation with this. Maybe he's planning on running again in 2016 and he wants to have that power to say, oh, we're going to bomb these people. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Remember when McCain was videotaped doing that? He thinks it's a big joke. He thinks war is a big joke. It's fun. It's a game. I don't care how many millions of people have to die. It's all about the flag and money and the U.S. dollar and the rest of it. Now, following on that, apparently McCain is out there on a rant today chastising Obama, calling him worse than Jimmy Carter, with regard to his reluctance to just go ahead and invade Syria. So apparently John McCain's sole measure of a president is how many bombs he's willing to drop and how many Americans he's going to get killed and crippled while he's in office. And I think looking at this statement by McCain, as bad as Obama is, it would have been worse had McCain won in 2000. And thank you, Sarah Palin, you saved us all. Oh, my goodness here. Obama's drone campaign is now basically marking 5 years, 2,400 dead. And as far as I can tell, not one of them was ever actually proven to have been a terrorist that committed an actual act of terror against the United States of America. It was all suspected terrorist or militant and the 20 or 30 people having to stand around at the same time. They're really cranking up the propaganda all over the place here. We've already been talking about terror. They're wagging the terrorists for the Sochi Olympics. And apparently there is a new piece of propaganda coming out of the Middle East Media Research Institute, or MEMRI, showing a baby in the hospital dressed in the military clothes of Hezbollah. And they're saying military fatigues were the first garment to touch his tender body. Now, you need to understand something about MEMRI. MEMRI is an Israeli propaganda outfit, and they have been outed by a lot of corporate media around the world. In fact, you might want to do a web search. In fact, next commercial break, I'll put it up there, Selective MEMRI. And what it is, they will take the Arab media and provide free translations to the Western media. But the translations are always skewed to portray Muslims in the worst possible light and Israel in the best possible light. And they have been caught in outright fabrications. Now, obviously, a little newborn baby has no idea what he's wearing. Somebody just dressed this baby up and they took a picture and they're saying, oh, see, they're the babies, as soon as they pop out of that womb, they're joining Hezbollah. And this appears to be an attempt to justify Israel's shooting of children in Gaza, in the West Bank. And this attitude of, well, we might as well shoot them now or they're going to grow up to be terrorists. Apparently oblivious to the fact that when you go around shooting people at random, that's going to annoy the indigenous population. And maybe they weren't terrorists when you walked into their village, but they're certainly going to be thinking about it as you walk back out. But the propaganda is getting desperate and pathetic, and I think it's becoming very, very obvious that Israel has lost its lock on the viewpoints of the world. And they're certainly losing the sympathy that they've worked all these decades to craft. Oh, poor, struggling, suffering Israel, and all the bad Muslims want us gone. No, they just want their homes back. They want their land back. And to show you how just extraordinarily stupid this propaganda coming out of Israel is getting, I want to talk about Nicholas Anelka, who is a football player, we would call it soccer here in the United States of America, and apparently he was using this gesture called the Quinnell salute. And everybody's screaming, oh, it's anti-Semitic, it's Nazi, it's Hitler, blah, 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 blah. It's the same reason this French comedian is back in prison. And they're out there saying, oh, it's anti-Semitic salute here. Now, over this last weekend, I sat and watched the usual flood of World War II Nazi movies on cable that has become the required viewing every time Israel's about to do something tacky. And I watched very closely. I didn't see a single Nazi do salute. Not one. Ever. The problem for Israel is that outside of movies, nobody does the Nazi salute anymore. Now, it was popular back in the 1930s where American kids were taught to do the hand raising to the flag during the Pledge of Allegiance. But that salute went out of fashion because the Nazis lost the war and nobody wants to identify with the losers. And nobody really uses the Nazi salute anymore except actors paid to be in movies or actors paid to pretend to be modern day Nazis for Israel's propaganda needs. But hardly anybody uses it anymore in real life. Now, I will admit that one time I did the Nazi salute once towards a TSA officer. But nobody called me an anti-Semite for that. In fact, the crowd applauded, which is a complete side issue there. Now, for Israel, whose entire approach to politics requires having something to whine about all the time, the absence of people doing the Nazi salute has become a major problem. But if nobody's doing anything that you can whine about, it's always easy to invent something new to whine about, which is what brings us to the Quinnell salute. Now, the original meaning of the Quinnell salute derives from the word Quinnell, which means a very long, skinny plate that looks like, I'm going to get a little gross here, a suppository. And the Quinnell salute is basically the French version of up yours, with the outstretched arm signifying penetration into an orifice and the hand to the shoulder indicating how far. That's what the salute means. It's basically the equivalent of up yours. But Israel's propagandists have decided they're going to brainwash the world and redefine the gesture to something that's useful to their propaganda. Oh, no, it doesn't mean up yours. It means Nazi, 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 and it's anti-Semitic, and we are being oppressed. Please give us money. And presto change-o, the whiners have something to whine about all over again. Now, remember what I said a while back about babies being born unaware that they must be shocked at certain words or certain lifestyles or certain gestures or nudity, and they have to be taught to be shocked with the goal of being easier to control through that shock. And that's what Israel's trying to do. They're redefining the Quinnell salute. They're brainwashing you that you must be shocked when you see it and think of Israel, and then using that brainwashing to extract money and political bias. Do you begin to see your chains now? And by the way, there are already members of the Jewish community coming forward and saying, really, this is nonsense. If they were doing it in front of a synagogue or a Holocaust museum, maybe it could be construed as anti-Semitic based on its original context of up yours. But doing it at a sporting match? And, of course, the government of France, which has gone totally overboard, and the government of Britain, which has gone totally overboard on this, are only proclaiming to the world that they're completely under the domination of Tel Aviv. Because in both those countries, you can say whatever you want about your domestic indigenous government. You can insult the French government in France. You can insult the British government in Britain. You can insult the American government here in the United States of America. But if you insult Israel, oh, boy, are you going to get it. So let's get over on here to the National Security Agency, which, as I mentioned before, had absolutely nothing to do with the tracing of those threatening emails to the Olympic athletes back to Israel. That was Hungarian security experts who did that. The government's own privacy board, the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, part of the U.S. government, has declared the NSA data sweep of your communications illegal, and recommended the program should be ended and the files deleted. They basically said this program is illegal on several fronts. We know it is unconstitutional. And they came out and said the bulk collection of telephone records and telephone calls, we know they're taking the content as well. It's not just the metadata, because that storage facility in Utah has enough storage capacity to record every phone call of every human on planet Earth for 7 years. They're not just saving the metadata. So we're going to take a break for some commercials, going to come back and talk about the NSA some more, because the pushback is beginning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll be right back.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks.
WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Amit in Spain. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Mike, I have no credit card. I wanted to send you a little money. I'm going to put it in an envelope. It wouldn't get lost, would it?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last part.
I have no credit card. I wanted to send you some money from Europe. If I put it in an envelope, would you receive it?
I certainly would, and you might want to wrap it in some aluminum foil, and thank you very much for your continued support.
It's not going to be much, but I am unemployed, and I get no money from no one.
Oh, well, so. I know. That's why I always hate asking for money, you know, during the fundraiser, and we do it because we need it. But everybody here at Republic Broadcasting, we understand this economic pressures everybody is under right now, and it doesn't matter what you send in. We are very, very grateful for the support, not just for the financial support, but because we know what it means for you out there to have to actually put something in an envelope for us. We it's not easy. We understand that.
Okay, that's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to say something about veterans.
Yes.
Mike. the veteran, Army veterans.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Nobody take care of them, and the poor guy kills himself. The guilty ones is in the, who wrote the PNAC? Yes?
Yes, absolutely. The project for the new
American
century.
American defenses, rebuilding American defenses. And those guys were Paul Wolfowitz, Dick Cheney, Elliot Abraham, and there are many more.
Let me give you a good example of how cynical they are. When they planned the war in Iraq, they actually had a spreadsheet how many soldiers.
I'm listening.
They expected to be killed right there on the front lines. What? And soldiers weren't dying, and they were surviving long enough to reach medical aid. Everybody said, oh, the costs are going out of control. They were literally betting the war on a certain number of people being killed so they wouldn't have to take care of them. And on Tuesday, the Daily Show did a wonderful segment about Vietnam veterans who are not entitled to VA benefits because they've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and given a dishonorable discharge, even though PTSD was not a diagnosis back when Vietnam was happening. And, yeah, it's anything they can do to just say, look, thank you for your military service, but we don't want to take care of you. We're too busy sending a new generation of soldiers off to be killed and crippled.
My goodness me, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That they count as so many people going to be killed.
Yeah.
Well, there should be a law if anybody wants for send one of their own children. Otherwise, they cannot sign the paper.
I absolutely agree. Those who want war, here's your rifle, here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport. We wish you good luck, but we're going to sit this next one out.
Exactly. My suggestion is to those guys, don't kill yourself. If you insist to do it, take one of the guilty ones with yourself, at least.
I'm not sure I can sign on to that because...
No, you couldn't. You are on the radio. But I am anonymous, and I can say it.
Okay.
I certainly, if I was such a brave guy like these trained soldiers, I would do it. What have you got to lose?
Well, the reason I would say no is very simply, right now, I don't know what the situation is like in Spain, but here in the United States of America, our government is looking for acts of violence, especially directed against politicians, so they'll have an excuse to take away what's left of our freedoms, have an excuse to ban guns, have an excuse to simply cut off the veterans from the last care that they've got. Oh, they're all criminals. They're already going around telling returning U.S. military veterans that because of the post-traumatic stress disorder that they acquired in the war zone, they're not allowed to have guns. They're taking away their Second Amendment rights because they serve their country. And so I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with it. My best solution is you shouldn't kill yourself anyway, but I understand the pressure these guys are on, and most of them were doped up on these SSRIs. We had a veteran who'd returned from Iraq who said, over in the war zone, those kids know these are not moral and just wars, and the only way they can deal with what they're being asked to do is the Army doctors are handing out these prescription antidepressants like they're M&Ms. They're spending more on these pills than they are on Black Hawk helicopters, and when the kids come back from the war zone, they're heavily addicted, and if they try and get off, it's when you're withdrawing from these prescription antidepressants that you are at greatest risk for acts of violence, including acts of violence against yourself.
You're right, Mike, but on the plus side, if they were just spent few sleepless nights, they were just a bit afraid, they would make better laws, I think. And guns are always, you can always get guns. If you don't know how, ask the criminals.
Well, they can get guns. You can build guns. If you've got any machine
Absolutely.
Shop skills at all, you can build guns. Basic chemistry, and, you know, it really is not all that difficult. And when I was younger, I went through a phase where I built black powder weapons. And it is, once you know what you're doing, it's actually very easy to do. Ahmet, I'm going to let you go now because we have another caller on the phone who apparently wants to talk about the same topic. Johnny in New York, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Johnny,
as usual. You know, we have two great injustices that have enveloped us for the last couple of centuries. One I would call manifest destiny, and the other one Zionism. You know, there was like a God-divine right that man was, he came to America to expand to the West. And that was part of the divine, you know, destiny, divine destiny of the West here. And now you have Zionism, and you have this divine right that they've been given because they're some kind of so-called chosen people. And basically, the Americans, well, they uprooted the Indians, and now, which were the indigenous natives, and now we have the Palestinians who are being uprooted by Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
So my government here in America is not the government that I was taught in grade school and throughout high school and even into college. So I thank God that I got an education here at RBN and elsewhere. And we got to come against this passionate attachment of one nation over another because it produces a variety of evils. That's what George Washington said in his farewell address. He also
exactly
said that
right.
At the end of that speech, we had to come against this insidious wiles of foreign influence, and the jealousies of the free people ought to be consistently awakened. And I thank you, Michael, for awakening me and many others to the real truth. And whether I'll be at the health club, at the gym, talking to people, I says, hey, listen, if you want to know what really happened, you got to go to whatreallyhappened.com and check out Mike Rivera. And Mike, a great service you do here at RBN. Great job on your website. And keep calling out these perverters of justice, because I am totally against this criminal syndicate that has enveloped the world, namely Zionism. But just not, you don't have to be a Zionist to be a Zionist, as proved with the Canadian Prime Minister Harper.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of email from people in Canada saying, please don't judge us by Harper. We're not that craven here. Okay, John, thanks an awful lot for the kind words and the phone call. We're going to try and get one more phone call in here real quick before the top of the hour. Damien in South Carolina. Aloha, Damien. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Damien, are you there? I guess we lost him. All righty. So Arizona has now joined the list of states that are considering legislation to ban NSA spying within their state borders to make it a criminal offense. Anybody caught tapping phones or saving metadata or any of the rest of it, they're going to wind up going to the Huskow. And I think that's long overdue, and a lot of states are getting ready to do that here. Now, here's a very interesting story. You know about all these retail credit card breaches that were reported over the holiday shopping season? It's just now come out that this was going on all the way back to July. Neiman Marcus is saying 1.1 million cards were hacked by this malware breach going back to last July. And in all that time, July to January, the mighty National Security Agency, registered trademark, didn't detect this crime. Didn't stop it, didn't find the miscreants, still can't find the crooks, still can't find the crypto locker people. We're going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials, and we will be right back.